Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is no time to be taking your damn drugs, you hippie dropouts.
All right, I got a funny email, but first I'm going to read something disturbing, proving that every person in a position of authority in the state of Nebraska has their head up their ass.
Yes.
This is Bill Moose, athletic director at Nebraska, talking about, you know, people getting into Memorial Stadium. Current guidelines, Moose said, would cap the attendance at 10,000.
Why?
Or roughly 12% of Memorial Stadium's capacity. Moose is hopeful Nebraska will be able to exceed that. Here's his quote. I think we're very fortunate in this regard. We're a low-populated state. We're a really clean community. The number of positive results from testing is not astronomical. And for those reasons and others, I'm confident we're going to have a nice crowd at Memorial Stadium.
What a douchebag. Moose, you're a douchebag. What do you mean? Omaha's a red hot spot now.
Top 10 nationally. Finally ranked in the top 10 in something.
Yeah. Hope it'll be died near you, Moose. Close to you.
It's not just the people who are in the stadium. How are you going to stop people from tailgating? And people aren't going to socially distance when they tailgate.
There are a lot of college. No. You mentioned, you heard, I didn't follow this, but Push told me that Beaver Stadium, Pennsylvania, yeah. Nothing. No crowds.
Penn State announced they
no crowds.
No crowds.
And that's 100,000 seater they fill up every week.
Yep.
No crowd.
That's a lot of empty seats.
I don't know what they've proposed in K-State or Kansas.
I don't know either.
Kansas has never had a problem with too much of a crowd.
No, but they put 40,000 in a 60,000 seat stadium, yeah. You know, so they do pretty decent, you know. And they were good, they fill it up.
I mean, as far as the tailgating goes, you can close the parking lots.
Close the parking lots. They can do that.
I mean,
and they probably will, Todd.
Yeah, you'll have to.
But the fans are going to be able to get in. They got to park somewhere.
But freedom.
Yeah, freedom to give everybody COVID. I mean, listen, I want college football to happen, but we'll watch it on TV like I'm watching empty stadiums for baseball right now, like I'm watching empty stadiums for basically basketball now. And also, we're going to watch the NFL with empty stadiums, which will be sad, but at least they'll be playing.
I did find out
that college football might be able to do it. I don't think they can anyway, but if with no crowds, yeah.
I did find out the other day there is a...
God, he's an idiot.
Yeah. Now is not the time for spitballing stuff. Let's just go out there and give it a try.
Right.
No. Let's do what they said we should have done in the first place.
Plus, you know the 10 grand are going to fill Memorial Stadium while go in there are the COVID deniers. That's just going to show up.
Well, in that, there's a ton of old people that show up at those games.
Yes.
You don't want them being exposed.
No, they die.
At least if you are at the game, you won't have to hear this. Sit down!
Yeah. They die.
So there will be many rows in between people.
Head up ass.
Moose, no, I was told just the other day that there's
Reynolds in Iowa. Head up ass.
There's people actually rooting for sports, but no fans, and it's a TV salesman.
Oh, really?
The guys that sell the TVs at the electronics store.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really rooting for sports to happen, but no fans. So that you need the bigger, newer, nicer TV.
I don't know any NFL team has said they're going to have fans. Green Bay said no. New York said no. Vegas said no.
Oh no, Dallas.
Pittsburgh 3 months ago was saying 10,000, but I think Pittsburgh's changed their tune because they're only an hour and a half from State College, so they're probably going to go empty.
I heard Dallas, they were aiming for 50%.
Texas.
Yeah, same thing with the UT. They said 50%.
Now, Kansas City, at least a couple weeks ago, was going for a proportion, some sort of proportion. Some amount of season ticket holders or something.
This is based on nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. And by the way, he's lying. Moose is actually lying about when nobody's here, less people have it. Shut up.
Or someone lied to him.
Well, come on.
And he's just looking anywhere else.
Yeah,
he's
the governor.
Or the truth.
Or he's slicing the statistics so very razor thin that it fits his narrative.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Joke.
Yeah, the positive results is not astronomical. That's why there's 9 hotspots in the country, and Omaha is one of them.
Moose ain't a young guy. Is he hanging out with a bunch of COVID people?
Good question.
He's in his late 60s easily, right?
Yeah, you're going to
maybe early 70s.
Well, sounds like he will be on Saturdays.
Right. Going to put Tom Osborne in that crowd of 10,000?
There you go. He's an old man. Guys in their 80s die.
All right, here's a email from Matt. Talking about the...
8-year-old girl died the other day. No medical history.
I thought kids were immune.
8-year-old girl.
Yeah, and they're immune and it's going to go away. Just like that.
It's crazy.
All right, Matt writes, I've always tried to do what you do, Todd.
Good.
Ooh, this could go a lot of different ways.
It's about drugs, man. This is right. Scary.
Hope his fridge is okay. And his leg.
Yeah, this is regarding tripping. I try to write it out. So I have to get through my face melting off in the mirror part.
Oh, don't look in a mirror.
Don't look in a mirror, yeah. Right? Don't look in a mirror.
Because when I do that, after I do that, I can go outside and see the stars dance.
Got it.
Which is pretty incredible. I'm telling myself.
And then shoot at them if you're trying to be like Todd Still.
Don't freak out. It's not real. There will be something awesome later. However, I found out my limit is the giant spider with the demon face that ripped its way out of my recliner.
Whoa.
Touché, brain.
This is why I'm not doing LSD.
So sitting on the couch with my baseball bat, it is.
Man. Yeah.
He didn't exactly sell it to me.
And you could actually hurt somebody around you then, too. Like, what if your spouse turns into a big spider attacking you?
You've already got the bat in your hand.
Yeah.
Well, that's
sorry,
why,
honey. You got to take sorry about the bat to the head.
What Craig said. You got to have the right environment. And I was
this is the right environment. Sitting around with your spouse is the right environment.
No, I was never comfortable doing it in a house. I had to be out of doors.
Yeah, in the house. Well, then you'd start looking around and, this needs to be done, this needs to be done, this needs to be done.
Yeah, I didn't want to be around a crowd of people. I usually don't, but especially when I was tripping. I'd rather be around, or they have the outdoors. People I know.
Once again, there's no surefire way you're having a great trip. You can't have a bad trip.
You can't guarantee.
Right, you can't guarantee.
Yeah, but there's only one way to find out it's going to be a good trip.
I've heard people say they've had bad trips. I know people that have had bad trips.
We're aware of people that have.
Right, so.
Well, and the whole looking in the mirror and your face is melting. That's full on that Gary Busey clip from Family Guy. That's what he's doing.
Right,
he's looking in the mirror and his face is like.
How you doing?
I don't want that. I don't want to go full Gary Busey.
All right.
It was LSD that pulled me out of going to raves. The dude and I, we were tripping.
That music.
We were tripping balls, and everybody else was around us on ecstasy, just like with the bracelets and everything. And we showed up wearing them, and we were just like standing in the smoking section, like throwing them into the crowds. We're like, "What the hell is this? We're like, this is lame. We got to get out of here. Get this stuff off your wrist, man. We got to go." And everybody thought it was just like raining rave love, and we're like, "This is dumb. Let's go."
Good for you.
But then we probably had ecstasy the next week, and we were right back out.
And you were fine.
Out of bracelets.
Yeah. raining, rave love.
It was on this date in 2007, San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds broke the record long held by Hank Aaron by hitting his 756th home run.
Cheater.
Yeah, I totally cheated.
Whatever. Seems quaint now.
This is a big week for home run history.
Everything's quaint. It is
well, it is towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
Not this year.
No. What was his total?
Bonds?
Why would you quit?
I don't think he got
to 800.
I don't think it was 800.
I don't think he did either.
Do you want to play who's taller?
My Buccos are 3-10, but there's only 60 games this year. So they're in trouble.
Yeah, that's the reason the Twins are so good, because they've been playing the Pirates a lot.
Pirates beat the Twins yesterday.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
okay.
Finally. They lost 4 straight to them.
762 Bonds into that.
Okay.
What are you playing now, Craig?
Do you want to play who's taller?
Barry Bonds or who?
And Hank Aaron.
Bonds is 6'1". I don't think he was much taller than that. And I think Hank was about the – Hank. I think Hank was 5'11". So I'm going to go with Bonds.
Yeah, I'm going to say Bonds.
I'm going to say Bonds, too.
I'm going to go with Bonds because his head grew.
Yep, that's true.
Aaron is 6 feet.
I think Bond is not. Oh, maybe Bond might be a 5'11". I might have read this wrong.
He was a tall guy.
But I already stuck with Bond. Good.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with it.
Barry Bond, 6'2".
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I was off an inch on both of them.
Are we done playing games now? Because I would like to go to the weekend undefeated.
3-0.
We can play another one.
No, I don't want to.
Are you sure?
Let's do it.
Even Nick won now.
This is going to be a shot at 500.
I'll have a bad weekend if I dwell on my loss, so let's quit now.
No, make Todd lose.
Nope, let's go.
I'm two and one.
I'll risk 2-2.
We do who's older with Bonds and Aaron?
Yeah, let's play that.
Oh, I might have another one to play. We'll wait on this one. I'll look into this.
Good.
Because I've got it. I may have something on this. The Twitter is creating new labels for profiles of government officials and state-run media entities. They said that the labels aim to give users more context about a profile's political affiliation. The labels will be a gray icon and wording on the user's profile, like Russia state-affiliated media, for example, will just show up on there. Twitter will start with a focus on senior political officials who speak for their governments, including foreign ministers, ambassadors, key diplomatic leaders, and official spokespeople.
So if they keep this up, the only way to get misinformation out there will be Fox.
Right. That's right. State TV.
I'm glad to see they're cracking down, or at least trying.
Well, they stopped when Trump said that it doesn't hurt kids, COVID.
They took that down.
They took it down because it's a lie.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Toy maker Hasbro.
Oh, this is a sad thing that happened to me yesterday. I had to unfollow a relative.
Oh, I've blocked two of my racist cousins.
Somebody posted up one of those fake YouTube doctor videos.
All right.
And then, of course, they took it down. And my aunt chimes in. Oh, I didn't get to see it. The media took it down. The freaking media took it down. Yeah. No. I didn't even take time to yell at her.
No. How old is she?
And man? I should.
She's your dad's sister?
Yeah. No, she's my dad's brother's
wife.
Wife. Right. No, Facebook took it down. The media had nothing to do with it. She's sucked into that. The media is the problem.
Yeah.
Is there a term for a female Ditka?
There's some gaslighting. Things we think are true.
Dickina. We call the women Dickina. I don't
know. Toymaker Hasbro.
Dick-tina. Dick-tina's.
Said that it is in the process of removing the Trolls World Tour Giggle and Sing Poppy.
Oh, I saw this.
What is that?
It's a doll.
Her name is Poppy.
Okay.
It's a character from the movie.
Her name is Poppy.
Okay.
They are looking to remove this from the market, and they will be offering customers a replacement doll of the popular female character. The doll had been designed to giggle when placed in a sitting position.
You mean like?
Some parents complain the sound activation button is inappropriately placed under the doll's skirt and between her legs.
Oh, so when you touch it, she
the
giggles.
Online petition like suggests the doll is conditioning our children to think pedophilia is okay.
Oh.
This is what the woman says, who is, I guess, starting this thing. Goes a little something like this.
And if you look right here on her privates, and if you push those, she makes these sounds. Boop. Like a gasping sound. This is wrong. It's just there, and it makes a gasping sound when you touch her privates, and to me it's just like sexual sounds, and it's so disturbing.
First of all, I've never heard those as sexual sounds.
No.
No.
And then the the slide whistle and whatnot. I don't know.
Just put the
it's
button.
Cartoonish.
Yeah. Put the button on the doll's back then. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle here.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because she sounds like a total Karen here.
Right.
But I admit the button probably shouldn't be in her crotch.
No, it shouldn't be. No. But then, by the way,
they're teaching kids to find the button.
All the talking dolls that I've ever encountered are like middle of the back.
Yeah.
Did you find the button last night, Nick?
Went to bed early.
That's where I told you it was.
You have to seek it out this weekend.
Bush is right. I felt the same way about that. Obviously, she's a total Karen, but you're right. Put the button somewhere else.
Yeah, the button shouldn't be in her crotch.
No,
Yeah.
No.
If somebody touched this lady's button, she might not be so mad about it.
Yeah.
Hasbro spokeswoman Julie Duffy told the Providence Journal that they recognize the sensor's placement, quote, may be perceived as inappropriate. And so now they are happy to provide customers with a replacement Poppy doll of similar value.
Yeah, or just give you a remote control. I want to hear the sounds again.
Here we go.
That were interpreted as sexual.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I can see your
point. Well, I guess if you're trying to hear that, maybe that's what it sounds like.
If you really listen, if you're hearing it, you hear it. Yeah, the first time I didn't hear it, now I was listening for it, it sounded
like it. It does sound kind of sexual.
Yeah.
Right, now that we enhanced it a little bit.
I'm going to watch the Trolls movie.
Makes sense.
Puss is right. It should not be in the doll's crotch, and it's not a grown woman doll.
But did you really want to hear it one more time?
Sure.
I'm not sure how far we got to go into this.
She makes these sounds. Like a gasping sound.
What'd she say? You're pretty? I can't tell what she says there.
I don't think she says anything.
I think it's just a wee.
Oh, wee.
It's a calliope.
Yeah, like Puss does.
It's a slide whistle.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. We push Puss. Here's what happens. Get over here, Puss.
When he sits down, that's what happens.
All right.
And the button is in his crotch.
You know that's right.
Push my button once. Nick will be seeking to achieve that sound tonight. Not for me, but at home.
Should send that lady a Todd doll.
Hi, I'm Todd.
So a female Ditka would be a Diana.
Diana. I still like the word Ditka, though.
Maybe his
I don't like that.
Wife
no,
isn't.
No, Diana doesn't bother me. Yeah.
Maybe Diana is.
She's not Diana. They're Ditkas.
She
whatever.
Might be just a Ditka because
she's a chick
it's not
Ditka.
Gender
she
specific.
Married the Ditka.
It's not, it's not gender specific.
Yeah, unfortunately, I always think of dirty Diana.
So do I when I hear that now.
Oh, nice. I just got a text from a friend of ours who said she was at a stoplight with the windows down about the time you hit that.
Oh, yeah.
The moan.
Right.
That's my favorite.
Most people are in a drive-up window.
I love it when that happens.
Yeah. Or they got it cranked in the office.
Yeah, I like that. We get a lot of emails about the porn moan at the drive-thru.
Amazon is rebooting A League of Their Own.
That's a great movie, man.
They will follow a new group of women who play the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. It will also explore themes of race and sexuality on and off the field.
Well, it was the 50s, and the 40s and early 50s. Yes.
They say that this will be a modern vision on a timeless story of big dreams, friendship, love, and, of course, baseball.
No crying in baseball.
Ah, who didn't think that Rosie and Madonna weren't getting down in that first movie?
That's a good show. Good movie.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Never crossed
anybody from the movie going to be in this series?
Probably not.
I've given you the information I have.
They're all older and real famous, so no, probably not.
Yeah, but usually they throw a cameo in there.
Yeah, true.
Like Madonna comes back as the manager. Yeah.
Tom Hanks will be selling hot dogs in the stand.
Yeah.
More drugs, Greg, coming up.
We've got the top five.
Oh,
we
got
to finish it.
We
got to finish it.
I forgot about them.
Well, let's wrap it up after the break.
That's fine. And then we'll get into best cheap beers because it is International Beer Day.
And it's the weekend.
That's a way to end a Friday.
Yeah.
Drugs and beer.
Yep.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.